I just want to tell everybody listening, it's J.O. time. Male listeners, you want to go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We got a damn sexy picture of Kayla Hilton's 93-pound cyst.
She related to Nikki or Paris?
Let's find out, Mike. Here she is. Kayla.
Yes.
Here she is. Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm Don. Here's my best buddy, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
Mike is just getting a look at that picture right now. Remember, NSFW, guys.
Right.
R-O-F-L.
Mm-hmm. Right.
L-O-L. Work it. Work it, work it real good.
93 93 pounds.
Kayla, can you tell us how you went through this agony of having a 93-pound cyst that you didn't even know was there?
I went through it just fine. I had me a nice nap.
Huh. Did you...
I had me a nice nap.
You sound like you're doing well now. Did you have any knowledge of this being in your body?
About a month before it was removed, yeah. We had just found out because my doctor had, she had a feeling that there was something, a tumor or something, because it was just, it was hard, and they kept saying fat isn't hard. And they, we finally was able to get an MRI done, and that's when they found it.
How long did your doctors indicate to you that this thing had to have been in your system to grow to 93 pounds?
We're thinking between 10 to 15 years.
Wow. 10 to 15 years. The doctor, I'm guessing some stuff now, doctor likened his removal to delivering a 12-year-old boy via C-section.
Yeah.
And you weighed 560 pounds. Now you're down to 359. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How did you feel after it was taken out?
Very light. It felt a lot better. It was a little different, though. I was actually able to see my feet now, which was very interesting.
I'm looking at the picture of your cyst, and it looked one of those gigantic pumpkins that you would see on a TV show where they would say, you know, here's our farmer of the year who grew a 93-pound pumpkin. The cyst looks orange in color. Is that the color that it was, or am I getting a bad picture here on the computer?
It's more like a skin coloring, or that's probably leftover goo or whatever that was in there. I don't know. I don't make a habit of looking at it because it just looks really gross.
It certainly is, Kayla. It certainly is.
It appears. It, out. It appears to glow.
It's clear. It's clear. The sack itself weighs 15 pounds, and then the liquid that was inside, I think it was like 12 gallons or something. I'm not really sure.
Oh, my God.
You are a wonderful guest, Kayla.
Kayla, you seem to have a very positive attitude. You seem like a very happy person. Are you a happy person by nature?
Somewhat, yeah, usually, but I'm even happier now that it's out, and I'm a lot lighter. And
is this going to motivate you to lose more weight?
Oh, yeah. We're figuring out how the rest of it gone by in about 2 years.
Oh, good. All right. So you're on a weight loss program.
Kayla, where was the cyst? Was it in your stomach area?
It was in my abdomen.
Oh, okay.
It was in your abdomen. And,
yeah.
And you always thought it was just weight, right? Like you were getting fatter.
I just thought I was, even though I thought I was eating better, or eating well, better than what I used to.
How many doctors, honey, did it take to pull that thing out?
Surprisingly enough, just one.
Just one. He had to be strong. 93 pounds.
Yeah, he
very,
was
very strong.
He was. I think they cauterized a couple of blood vessels or something, and then they said that he had his hands in there and he was feeling around to see where else it was attached at, because they were afraid that it was attached to some vital organs like my liver and my kidneys. And he even had his hands up underneath my ribs, and he says, "I think I can just take this out." And so they moved a surgery table over there and just kind of...
They moved another surgery table in to lay the cyst on top of?
Yeah. Well, they had an
Did you have any health issues related to this? I mean, was your health affected at all? I mean...
Oh, yeah. My health was screwed up because of this. I was on 3 different types of blood pressure medicine. I was on 2 different types of diabetic medication. I was taking Lasix for... water retention.
So the point is, you were seen by physicians during the years leading up to this. So how could they possibly have missed this?
Because they didn't care. Anytime I went to see a doctor, they would look at me, say, go on a diet, you won't have so many health problems. Because my main problem was my back and my knees.
Is this the biggest cyst that has come out, certainly at least in the last 10 years?
Did they give you... Maybe in the last 10 years, but from what I understood in the 2004 Guinness Book of World Records, the biggest cyst was 328 pounds.
Whoa.
I think that was back in 1955.
Wow. And did the person survive that had that taken out?
I'm not sure. I didn't get to finish. They only gave me, you know, they only give so much information when you punch in 93-pound cyst, and that popped up. And then, you know, if they want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as having the biggest cyst, that's fine and dandy with me, because there's no way I would have wanted that.
You know what?
But it didn't say if it was inside the person or on the outside the person, but it does say ovarian, so I was assuming it was inside.
The thing that strikes me with this, and you just answered it, is the fact that you did. You know, I would see one thing if you didn't get any medical attention over these years, but obviously you were on all this medicine, you did have health problems, and they completely punted it. Have you talked to anybody about some action against some of these doctors that, that
litigious
really...
litigious Mike, litigious,
you know?
Mike the lawyer.
Well, believe me, I have thought about it, but from what I understood, there's a 2-year opportunity to do any kind of a lawsuit for, I guess, malpractice is what this would be considered or whatever.
Honey, what you want to do is take this thing out on tour.
make her money that way.
Yeah, get yourself like one of those little red wagons and go out to shopping centers and just display your cyst.
It's been deflated.
Exploitive Don. It's litigious Mike and exploitive Don. We both want to get you some more money, but we're doing it in different ways.
Is this?
Well, I was joking with my family when they were first telling me about it because, you know, we thought it was just one, then we found out it was three. And so I told him it's triplets, and I had made a joke about when they take it out and want them to put it in a jars so I can keep it. And then I forgot to mention it to my doctor, and then we found out that there was just one big one. And I said, well, I guess it wasn't a jar big enough to stick it in anyway. It'd have to be an aquarium tank. So,
you know what? That's a winner. That's a winner right there.
An aquarium
tank. My God.
You know, do you have a husband?
Nope.
Okay, if you get married and you want to have children. You know, really, if you start gaining weight, don't be one of these women that delivers, you know, on the toilet. You know, where all of a sudden the baby just comes out, please.
Yeah.
Because that would be too, you know, you've learned your lesson from this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, Kayla, we wish you nothing but the best. I hope you don't mind. Your fabulous cyst picture is on our website now. Everybody's calling in saying they're really, 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 really in love with it.
It's pretty. Besides disc jockeys being the lowest rung of show business, have you been offered any guest gigs on television shows?
Yeah, I've had a request and everything, but right now I'm on a bed rest thing where I'm not supposed to go anywhere, and I won't be allowed to travel for 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
So.
You know who I bet sends a camera out there? Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is all over this type of
stuff. Jimmy Kimmel, it's right up his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, tell Jimmy Kimmel we said hello when he comes to your house. All right?
Good luck to you, Kayla.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was that nice. Is, you know, it is funny because when you first get her on and you say, you know, Jesus, how dumb was that to miss it? And then you realize she rolls into all these doctor's offices and they're like, yeah, just lose weight.
That's all.
That's it, you know?
Maybe check it out.
Rob, have you ever thought about really getting a workup? Well, they've prodded you, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Seriously, if you're in your car right now and you can't even imagine this thing, go to our website when you get home. You have to see this thing.
It looks like an organ. It really does. It looks because it's got blood vessels all
bulbous,
over it.
Yes.
And there are more. You know, I shouldn't have asked the question of how many doctors it took because there's obviously at least two doctors right there lifting it out of her, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That truly is. And you can see the way they took the other surgical table and just put it alongside. Like they were doing a transplant. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Sexy.
Uh-huh.
Hot.
And stimulating.
A 12-year-old by C-section. That's how the doctor described it.
Wow.
And anything but an appetite suppressant. I'm starved. before we go to calls, let's get an update from Buzz.
Quit smelling my belly button.
On Anna Nicole Smith.
Speaking of appetite suppressants, Anna Nicole Smith is no longer with us.
Wow.
She has passed one day before she was to appear in court in a lawsuit against Trimspan.
What up?
Do they believe it was simply an overdose, or are they thinking it was suicide?
We don't know anything yet. There's about to be a news conference shortly on the subject.
Jesus.
You like my body?
Wow. It's a big story.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Show's over now, Mike.
I know. How could
time
you go
to go.
On? I'm clouding up.
Cloudy.
I'm clouding up.
You like my body?
Only the good.
Well, I hope that the other Howard Stern had nothing to do with it.
You mean the
Howard K.
The
Howard
K. Stern. Stern.
Howard K. Stern.
You know, who would have thought when she married that billionaire that she'd only outlast him by like 2 years?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He was like 100.
Well,
wow.
I just saw her on Entertainment Tonight last night where they had
She was wasted every time you would see her.
Exactly, Mike. They had her houseboy or whoever the guy is who was suing you. He thought he was the father.
Oh, what is his name?
He looked like Cato Kaley, which is why he's a houseboy. And then they were interviewing her and Howard K. Smith.
Right.
Stern.
Howard K. Stern. Howard K. Smith.
Howard
was a
K.
News
Smith,
guy.
The old anchorman.
Long
and,
gone.
Yeah, even now, this thing that I saw last night on Entertainment Tonight, she was a... I don't know why you want my baby.
She was doing regular interviews, legitimate interviews on some of these news magazines, and was completely...
And nobody calls her.
And nobody calls her on it. Boy, there's that one guy. Man, I wish I remembered his name.
Larry Burkhead?
Is he the guy from Entertainment Tonight? There's one of
that's the ex-boyfriend.
One of the entertainment stories that got more access than anybody else, and he interviewed her for hours, and he never brought it up. And he said things like, I asked her if she was under the influence of any kind of narcotic.
That was the guy that flew into the Bahamas
right.
to her crazy house that had foil on the windows.
That's
crazy
it.
And did like hours with her. Yeah,
did
her silly car.
And never even brought the subject up.
Well, I think that was, they probably prevented to do it to have the access.
Yep,
but what's the
right.
point?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Did you guys hear they just said that Anna Nicole Smith just died?
No, that is not true, sir.
No, not true.
Her attorney came out and made a statement.
No, internet hoax.
No,
it's been a mistake.
That is an internet hoax. Have you been listening to our show?
I sure have.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Well, we've been discussing it for the last 5 minutes. Actually, even before that, Buzz mentioned this internet hoax about a half an hour ago. If only you had been listening.
I turned the radio off for a second. And I
there you go. You turned the radio off, Mr. Newsmaker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Hi, Joe. I should be hung for this.
That's
quit
so
smelling
true. My belly
button. That is so true.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, my God. Is this all we're going to get now, people, with this bulletin?
Morning the loss.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife just called me and said that Anna did pass away.
What?
Is anybody
listening to the goddamn show today?
Sir, I am so glad you called because Don and Mike would not believe me no matter how many times I told them.
And then the dumb laugh afterwards.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
He just hangs up.
It's probably for the best.
Don, Peter Boyle has passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the Everybody Loves Raymond guy.
Yeah,
2 months ago.
He died a long time ago.
No, that's Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I get jokes. Okay. Here's Anna.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling. It's kind of off topic, and I don't think I can beat the whole Anna Nicole story.
But at least you know about it, so you're a step ahead of the last couple of callers.
In lieu of Valentine's Day, I would like you guys to hook me up. Want some hottie out there.
You want to get hooked up for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Much like, what was the lady's name that was on the show?
Ruby?
That girl.
No, not Ruby, the girl came in here. We've already
forgotten. Karen.
Karen, hold on here. John's got his hand up. What, Yanni?
Super Dave will be in on that day.
Oh.
Norman!
Are you saying you're looking for a hottie, ma'am?
Yes.
Why don't you?
Her Tom will old fit, though.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Baltimore.
Why don't you, we'll put you on hold, come down and be part of our show on Valentine's Day next Wednesday, and we will hook you up with Super Dave.
Creepy.
Yeah, but it might lead you into a very secure relationship.
Very nice.
I don't know if I like secure.
It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It would be better if it was that way.
I'm sure he's like Forrest Gump. I'm sure all you would have to do is take your shirt off and he would complete.
I don't know about all that.
Of course, in Forrest Gump, though, doesn't he actually father a child?
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the very first scene when Jenny takes her blouse off.
Yeah, he gets very excited.
He can't. He's done.
Do they actually? Don't they really do it then? When he's really quick.
Well, yeah, because in the end of that movie that he's got a baby.
He's got the baby.
He's like a retarded man with a baby,
right?
Yes. And that was the working title, right? Retarded man with a baby.
The original title.
Remember how we were
Hi, Joe.
We were vilified for hating that movie. We got in trouble for that.
We're ahead of the curve, Mike.
We were.
Everybody's with us right now. Forrest Gump sucks.
I think you were thinking of Steve Guttenberg's film, Three Retarded Men and a Baby.
And this bulletin just in, Barbaro is dead.
Oh, no.
Who cares about Barbaro?
Right.
Oh, no.
Listen, hold on a second. If you really would like to be on the show, hold on, please.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you on Valentine's Day. All right, good. Hello. Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well.
I was actually just sitting at a bar, boozing it up, and it was on Fox News that Anna Nicole Smith is dead. It was proclaimed by her lawyer.
Okay.
Why are you calling and telling us this?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
Why? Hold on. Why are you? That's a good question. Why are you telling us this?
I just heard you guys talking about it, I jumped in the car, and I...
What did you hear us say?
You were saying that was an internet hoax.
Do you know why we were saying that?
I have no idea.
We were saying it was an internet hoax because Buzz hipped us to the fact that she was dying maybe an hour ago, and every time somebody calls to tell us that she had died, we've been discussing it now for 10 minutes.
What number am I?
You're the third. You're the third person that's called to.
And when
I'm only number three. I should have been like number 10 by now.
When we told the first guy that you heard when we were on the air that it was an internet hoax, we were trying to just, you know, goof our way out of this situation with you incredibly stupid, inept callers.
Smooth over your mess.
Well, I'm a total idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
You are.
Well, you know, thank you very
why
much,
are there
sir.
So many of you guys still living and Anna Nicole Smith is gone?
Exactly.
Why?
And will you quit smelling my belly button?
I haven't crushed the telephone pole yet.
All right. Why don't you just...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
For nothing. We have to get harder and harder on these callers because they're all doing it.
Hello. Don and Mike.
They're helpers.
Hello.
Fellas.
Hi there. Hi.
Guys.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's been shot.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, so far, CNN.com, FoxNews.com are reporting the same. And you know what, man? There's a time where I'm listening on the internet every day to you guys. There must be like a 5-minute delay sometimes. So if I'm talking about, if I might call up about something, then you guys have already moved on. So I can't do nothing if there's a long delay on the internet.
Yeah, you can do something. You can listen to the show.
It's an AM station. It doesn't come into my office.
You can listen, just listen, and maybe relax and wait a while instead of being a, you know, Mr. Sleuther.
Where are you calling from, dude?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Beautiful. We appreciate you. You're listening on the Miami State? The
Man Talk.
Man Talk. If you're listening on your computer, you know, you are going to be a couple of minutes behind. If it's something that gigantic, trust me, what do you think we got Buzz here for? Just to screw all the female listeners?
Well,
no, of course not.
I mean, Buzz is getting the news. John Norman is in the back. He's got access to the news.
We get
hundreds of phone calls an hour, and even the people before it goes on the air, sometimes they even hip us to it. It's insane.
Listen, friend, and I'm trying real hard not to yell at you here. If there is something that you see on your TV that comes on with breaking news, like that somebody has died, trust me, we know it too. You know why?
No,
Buzz has a TV in his room.
Yeah, and because I work in radio as well. And the thing is that I'm only going to do a service.
Hold on. What did he say?
I work in radio as well.
Oh, radio guys. Radio guys aren't allowed to call.
Well, hold on a second. If you're a radio guy, then you should certainly know that if something major happens in the news, that we're going to have access to it, that we're going to know about it before you will.
I just wanted to mention the sources. I'm not disputing if it was true or not.
Why were you going to mention the sources?
And incidentally, those aren't necessarily the original sources.
And why would you mention the sources? Because that gets back to the whole thing, like that you think that we don't believe it, which was...
Yeah, do we need to be legitimized by CNN and Fox?
You know, we told the guy it was internet hoax because we don't... How many ways can you make stupid people appear to be funny? When they call up and say something.
And in our case, we'll have something. And because of the delay that we're on, we will mention it. Buzz breaks in and says she has passed away.
Right.
And then not 1 minute after that, someone calls and says, I just heard that Anna Nicole Smith passed away.
Yeah.
Well, it is very difficult to handle that on a regular basis.
You know what we don't need? We don't need so many helpers. We need people who want to like contribute to the show, but not the goddamn news spies. I mean, hey, Don and Mike, bulletin. The sun is going down.
Okay.
Like, for example, the caller that called in and said, Abraham Lincoln's been shot, that was a very funny little comment. And that actually was helpful.
Yes.
Because he was helping us deal with the callers that we've been dealing with for the last 10 minutes.
Now, if you've been in radio, how would you handle if you're handling live calls on the air with you don't know what people are calling about, and you get a slew of dummies in a row calling you about the same thing that you've been talking about? How would you handle it in a humorous way and yet not offend them and just tell them to go to hell, that they should go scratch their dumb pieces of crap? How would you handle it?
Well, first of all, that's the thing. You don't screen your callers, so that's something you can't avoid. The other thing, too, is I look the newspapers as well.
So would you hold on. Would your first piece of advice be to screen calls?
No. You do it how you want it. But the thing is, in newspapers and on television, you know, you always check your sources.
Dude, answer my question. If you're a radio guy, how would you handle all kinds of people calling with the same dumb topic? How would you handle them?
Well, if I'm not going to screen my calls, I'd let it go like you guys are and joke them if it's the case.
But what happens when you run out of the jokes? What happens when you just get down to the nitty-gritty, which is just, know the bitch is dead. You don't have to call us to tell us the bitch is dead. How stupid do you think we are? Do you think you've just discovered the cure for cancer?
Dump the caller.
No, that's why we're here and you're there.
Okay.
That's why you're not in radio anymore. God, how dare I even speak to you as a peer?
Are you currently working in radio, Mr. Talk When I Talk? Are you currently working in radio?
Yes, I am.
You are not a peer of ours because you do not understand how radio works. Your answer would be dump out the calls. Then we would be dumping out callers. What I'm saying is I'm speaking to someone. Shut up for a second.
No, you can disagree with what
I am speaking to someone in the radio business now, and I really would like
you. Do you work for a competing station in the Palm Beach area?
No.
Well, Rose, so you work for Man Talk?
No.
You said it goes either way. You're saying you're currently working in radio. I asked you if you worked for a competing radio station. You said no, which means you work for our radio station, because anything else we would consider competition.
Internet radio station.
Oh, internet radio station.
Yeah, so I can't compete with you guys.
You know what that is? That's a step above working at McDonald's, dude. And I didn't mean that for Peter Rosenberg.
I worked at Clear Channel before, and I made a lot more than I do over here, man.
Listen, dude. I'm not here to
put myself out to make myself sound better.
Our feeling as a radio guy ought to be a little bit more knowledgeable, a little more sympathetic to our plight, that we're having to dance around all these people that are repeating the Anna Nicole Smith story. Much more so, with all due respect, much more so than if somebody of true international and newsworthy significance passed away.
I beg to differ with that, Mike.
of course you do.
But there you go, being litigious again. No, of course, who cares about
it? But won't we get more calls? We'll get more calls about this than if there was a major political leader.
So I was really asking you, seriously, hold on for one second. If you work in radio, and Mike and I got a rap that we yell at people all the time, this is not a friendly place to call because you'll get your ass chewed out because we take live calls. You can only be funny and try to make putting out of S with so many dumb people. Now, you're a dumb guy that called, and you're in the business. So I'm asking you seriously, rather than dump on the caller, how would you handle a guy like you calling a live radio show? Would your answer just be to dump out on this whole thing and never have aired any of this?
No, I don't even care about the callers. It's just a matter of...
I'm talking about you.
He was asking specifically about you.
About your call.
I'd let the calls go.
What do you mean you would let it go?
I would go ahead and let them go unscreened. They believe something else than what.
Okay, here is the point. Here is the point. When you get somebody like you, when you get a real dumb guy like you, I don't know if you've ever
had this. That doesn't think he's dumb.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience on your radio show. If you get a very dumb caller and you've tried so many ways to make it funny, the only solution that's left is the essence of pulling out a radio gun. The only thing you've got left is just to lose it and scream at the guy. What other options do you have? Give me another option to make this call end nice. You're in the radio business. Help me out.
All I'm going to tell you is this. Look, you guys have been in the radio much longer than I have, so maybe I am dumb about this, but you're teaching me something today.
We're teaching you what? That you should not be in radio?
No, you're teaching me what I need to do if that situation happens. That's it. So now I'm learning something.
But
from
you could not, you could not do this on your show. You could not engage in a dialogue like this on your show.
Well, I don't do a radio show like yours. That's why you're on.
What kind? Are you on the air? Are you an air personality on your internet radio station?
No, I'm behind the scenes.
Well, that's,
oh my God! Oh, even
dear.
Worse.
Oh,
okay.
My.
All
right.
Well, then, all I could say is, you know, screw off, okay? Because like that's all I'm left. That's all I'm left with.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not fighting with you. All I did was just give you that there were two other sources that were repeating the same story.
Yeah, why must you pound
I'm
that
not
point?
No, when you called in originally, you were talking about the fact that we handled a couple of those early calls with our biting satirical sarcasm and mentioned the fact that it's a hoax when we were just doing that to joke. And then you called it, hey, it's not a hoax.
No,
I heard
no,
it confirmed. And that's even more frustrating.
And even now.
I'm disputing the fact that the delay was on there. That's why some people are misinformed. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Who's, Jesus Christ.
What did he just say?
The delay. He's blaming the delay.
The delay was part of the reason why some people might have gotten in here.
Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, and this is for everybody listening. If you see news happening, shove it. Don't call us.
Thank you.
I know there's a lot of stations out there.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of stations out there that say if you see news happening, call us. Don't call us. Really. If you see a big boulder coming from the sky like an Armageddon, don't call us.
We'll deal with the fact that we're not going to be first with the story. We are not your local news, okay? Right. We are not your local news station. We're a comedy radio show. We'll take the 5 extra minutes. Give us the 5 extra minutes. As a matter of fact, how about making it 10? Give us 10 extra minutes.
How about a day?
Here's the promo. If you see news, hold on, shut up.
We're doing something here.
If you see news happening and you're tempted to call into the Don and Mike show, wait an extra 10 minutes, then
Mike,
call in.
I got to try.
Or how about don't call at all?
No.
Down, man.
Wait 24 hours.
Yes.
Wait a day.
Yes.
Wait a day. Cool off.
If you see news happening in your neighborhood, wait 24 hours and then don't call.
We will pay you not to tip us.
I didn't put you guys. I don't know where it came from, but I'm telling you, I didn't put you guys down. I'm just trying to justify what might have happened.
You got words coming out of your mouth, brother. You don't even know what you're saying.
You're trying to justify what might have happened for who? But by
now, exactly right. What's wrong with that?
Give us a day. We'll give you the death.
So I think we've solved something here. We've come up with our new policy for newsbreakers.
Don't call us.
Wait 24 hours and then don't call.
Don't call us. If you hear news breaking, don't let us know.
Got a very competent man in the next studio over there named Mr. Buzz Burbank. Let him do the heavy lifting on that, okay?
Let me just explain to everybody how it works. You know what would be better? If you call up and you have stories about Anna Nicole Smith, or if you say, gee, I liked it when she said that her belly button didn't stink, but just everybody out there, don't be goddamn Inspector Gadget calling right. Just to say, Anna Nicole Smith is dead. Jesus Christ.
It's a very simple rule. If you see news happening or hear of news happening,
don't call.
Keep it to yourself.
Wait 24 hours and don't call.
That's the motto on the Don and Mike show.
See, now I really, shut up, please. I really do believe some good has come out of this. And I don't feel we need to talk to you anymore. I really, as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk every time you talk because I don't want to hear your voice anymore. Could you please help us and hang up?
I was just trying to help you.
Could you please help us and hang up? Could you?
Please.
Yeah, you can drop the telos. That's okay. Go ahead and drop it.
Drop the telos. Okay. He's using our lingo.
He's a radio
here.
Guy. Telos.
Drop the phone.
Telos would be our phone system.
So do you think you're helping?
You better drop my call.
Do you think you're helping or hurting your credibility now?
It doesn't matter. I'm still listening to your show anyway, regardless if you could.
I'm not talking about
that.
I'm asking you a specific question, which you are very good at not answering specific questions.
Mm-hmm. And if it comes down to a battle of wills, we've done this
before. No, you don't like my answers. You just don't like my answers.
Now you are creating the illusion and your delusion that you are actually able to play in our sandbox.
Listen,
feel that way, that's fine.
Here's the
it doesn't
deal,
matter.
Dude. You're correct.
It doesn't matter.
We could hang up on you. This. See what I could really just do this. Just turn it down so no one even hears you. We could simply hang up on you. That would be fun. Or we can just leave the line open during the entire show and see what you do. Or we'll just put you on hold. I mean, really, it doesn't matter either way. How do you want to handle it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your voice didn't get on the air there.
And that's the way it's going to be all day long.
Or are you still there?
No.
Oh. There you go. Oh. So frustrating speaking and nobody. What was that?
I never heard.
What? Oops. What was that? Oh, you're still on the phone. What?
You haven't hung up.
That's right. We're not going to hang up on you. But your voice will be heard.
That's fun. That is making me feel better.
Now you hang up.
You're taking me up.
No, listen. You have to hang up. Be a good boy and hang up.
You guys are never going
to. No.
All I want to hear is click, click, click. Make it happen.
Keep going to that line and see if it's open. Oh, still laughing. Enjoying it.
Okay, he's having a good time.
Yeah. Sure.
So when we come back, my God, what happened?
We're coming
there?
Back?
What happened? We have to do a break, right?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Tom, what happened was we lost a great American today.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, we won. He hung up.
All right.
Yay!
We are the champions, my friend. Sorry to get all inside radio on your ass there, everybody, but seriously.
Awfully difficult to handle that, you know, just again and again and again, really difficult.
But I think we have come up with a good solution. We do love our listeners, and we do love taking live, unscreened phone calls, and there are only so many ways that you can jovially deal with the amount of retards that we have calling this show, and I say that with love, you retards. So our new motto is, when you see news breaking...
Wait 24 hours.
And then...
Don't call.
The Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.